Good afternoon. High pressure building in from the Midwest, producing a strong northwesterly wind flow today, at times gusting over 20 and even 30 miles per hour. This is preventing temperatures from climbing that quickly. In fact, readings will stay below freezing and in the middle and upper 20s throughout the day, despite strong late winter sunshine. That high will continue to move our way tonight, keeping skies clear, and it will be very cold to around 10 above. Lots of sunshine with that high pressure center in control tomorrow, and it will still be blustery and very cold with highs reaching into the lower 30s. A low pressure wave in the deep south will hit the eastern seaboard on Friday morning and head up the coast. The exact track and its proximity to the east coast will determine who gets what in terms of precipitation during the day on Friday. Right now, it looks like the best chance for a rain-snow mix will be in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. A little bit further north toward I-90, there is a chance for a general light snow on Friday afternoon and evening with dry weather as you head north toward the Canadian border. Highs on Friday will average in the mid-30s. Another Arctic front will approach on Saturday with a chance of light snow or snow showers. Behind the front, temperatures will drop off again, and while highs will reach the lower 40s on Saturday, we'll be back to the 20s with a mix of sun and clouds and a gusty wind on Sunday. We'll go back to sunshine, but still cold air on Monday and Tuesday of next week with highs staying in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm will intensify east of Nova Scotia today and slide east. Steady snow will wind down across eastern Maine. However, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories remain in effect for the eastern half of the state, as strong winds will produce significant blowing and drifting snow and local whiteout conditions. Meanwhile, cooler weather is expected to continue today for the central and eastern United States as a cold front continues to make its way south and east across the country, and heavy rain and thunderstorms are possible for parts of Texas and the Deep South, with some of the storms possibly becoming severe in the lower Mississippi River Valley through the afternoon. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of zero at Houlton, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy near 40, Boston sunny and windy in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds and breezy with highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low 26. The record high 69 set in 2012, and the record low 8 below zero in 1900. Sunrise this morning, 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:05 p.m. 12 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and windy, very cold today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold today with a few snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold today with a few snow showers and highs in the upper 20s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold today with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, still very cold in the lower 30s, thickening clouds with the chance of light snow Friday, especially south and east of I-90, with highs in the mid-30s. More snow showers possible Saturday, lower 40s, windy and cold again Sunday, partly sunny, upper 20s, and mostly sunny Monday and Tuesday, remaining cold with highs in the middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.